and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Sounds good to me. Still lots of jobs out there. Do what you have to do. But if you're still waiting for your unemployment, keep fighting. Keep fighting for what is rightfully yours. It's the Monica Jay Show indeed on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are you planning on attending any watch parties for the National Republican or for the Republican National Convention? Keep getting that mixed up. Well, yes, no, hell no, all that good stuff. George, I am not. Let me just clarify. George sent me a quick email. I heard you say Republicans don't have enough support. I can't agree with your statement. So George misheard. In the last segment, I was comparing the Democrats with Republicans, and it's a bad time to be a Republican. I think the polls are wrong for Biden having such a lead over the president. Remember that lead that Hillary Clinton had? People like myself, we don't do polls. But I know for a dang fact, I'm going to do everything I can to help President Trump get reelected. Because the things that Biden and Kamala Harris would do to this country, you would have no Second Amendment. You would have no First Amendment. You'd be wearing a mask. And that's just in the first, 2 weeks. It's not going to happen. We have our freedoms. We have a system. We have a process. And we have to make sure that we protect it, especially here on the local level. We're starting to get in some of the things, the ballot questions that are going to be on this election, during this election. Some of them are specialized, so remember, find out for your area what's going on. Last week, I had on a gentleman that was talking about the unincorporation of Warm Springs Valley. Now, remember, that's different from Warm Springs. Warm Springs Valley is out by Palomino Valley, which actually Palomino Valley is included in this as well. So the hoops that you have to jump through just to get a streetlight. Well, not everybody is keen on becoming an unincorporated town for Warm Springs Valley. So the opposition today, we have Beck on the line with us. Hi, Beck. Thanks for calling the show.
Thanks for having me.
I am so glad that you sent me the emails and the Facebook posts that you did. That was very eye-opening of what's going on in your community and our community here in Northern Nevada, because this is something, whether you think about it or not, does affect everybody, because it shows the different counties how the process is done. Now, Beck, tell me what this streetlight is all about. How did this get started?
Actually, I'm in Cold Springs, where the proponent actually originally tried to do this, and that's what got him started and made him reach out to Warm Springs. And with the streetlights, that's the cheapest service that they can find, because according to NRS, to become an unincorporated town, you have to provide a service to the town. So essentially, they just kind of look for whatever they can cheapest so that they can gain this control over the community.
So Warm Springs Valley doesn't necessarily want streetlights.
No.
This was just a way to get the town unincorporated.
Yes, and that's the big thing is a lot of this is pushed on fear. There's a lot of pushing of, the city is going to come and annex us, but thanks to Cold Springs, there's actually now case law showing that you can stop you can stop it from happening if 50% of the residents don't want it. So the whole unincorporated town is really pushing on the fear of the big bad city coming after you. But unfortunately, it opens up a whole Pandora's box for more laws, higher taxes, more regulations. And so it's kind of scary.
That is very scary. What are residents, do you think, planning to do, or since you're from Cold Springs, what did you have to do to stop this from happening in your area?
Oh, many of us, hundreds of us spoke out against it because we were just like, wow, hold on a second. Like, you don't have a fiscal impact study. Nobody knows because Washoe County does not have any unincorporated towns. And in 1997, the laws changed. So they lose a big chunk of tax revenue unless they provide a bunch of services. So we finally started speaking out. We did a petition. We formed a group and spoke out. And after hundreds of us finally said, you know, just this isn't going to work, they moved on to Warm Springs.
That's interesting because somebody had called me from Palomino Valley, too, and said that they were trying to get this going, too. Who are the people that are trying to get it going? I mean, are these citizens of those communities or are they people from the outside going to the county and speaking on their behalf, which they're not really doing?
It's mainly, there's one proponent, Kenji, he lives in Cold Springs and he started pushing for this. And when the residents out here kind of pushed against it, he went and started helping Warm Springs become an unincorporated town. So honestly, he gets together with people in the community, but there's just so much misinformation being passed around. Even at the county commission meeting last week, they were even kind of thrown off and seemed to question some of the legalities of it all.
So what they're going to do now is just leave it up to the people because they passed it going on to the ballot.
Yes.
Okay. So what do people need to know and think about when they're going to look at this ballot question? Because, again, you hit it right there. Safety. People's fear and safety is always used against them. Are streetlights going to make a difference? Are they going to be shot out? Are they going to draw more attention? It's something that you have to look at all sides. So what do people need to do in Warm Springs Valley that don't even know this is going on?
What they need to do is read NRS 269. They'll see that this board, the town board, is going to be given so much power. They're going to have the power to make more laws, regulations, fines. They can impose fees on people. They are already maxed out on their tax rate. So to be able to pay for the town services, they have to send them a fee to pay for these things. Running a town is a lot harder than paying for a streetlight. You're going to have fees. It's going to have costs. They need to understand that this isn't a free ride. The county's not just going to throw money at them. They don't have much of a commercial base, if any, there. How are they going to support their town? There's no tax revenue coming in other than property taxes. So they just really need to read NRS 269, the whole section. There's a lot of information. The Facebook page, the Say No to Unincorporated Town Facebook page, has so much information on there.
Say No to Unincorporated Towns or Town?
Town, and then I believe it's Cold Springs. But it's on Facebook.
Okay.
It opens the Pandora's box for regulations, rules. They claim it's not another step of government, but it gives 3 to 5 people of the town board so much power over the community.
And
who knows what you're going to get in there. And they get appointed originally before they get elected. So who knows who's going to get appointed?
Yeah, we already know how HOAs work and how people get frustrated with those. So imagine if they had even more power and they were on the board of your unincorporated town.
Yes, Incline Village has been pushing for a while to do this, to regulate the appearances of businesses out there. This could essentially be a glorified HOA, which is kind of nerve-wracking because they'll have a legal power higher than what an HOA could have. So it all depends on who's going to be running it, and you don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. Nobody else does. We don't know what to expect.
And there's always people that just have enough time on their hands that this is something that they want to get involved with because— again, it goes back to just the fact of life. People want control over others, even if it's on this level. So, Beck, thank you so much for calling into the show today and bringing this to my attention. And let's hope the residents of Warm Springs Valley and the residents of all of our little communities understand what happens and what could happen in the future if you become an unincorporated town. So, Beck, thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate it. You know, this is what happens when you participate. Just like the call earlier that, you know, no one is going to talk about in the media what's happening at our parks. They really weren't worried about that when all of the homeless were taking over the parks. The parks are public property. And had we not had Monty call in this morning, first thing, we wouldn't have known that people are out there terrorizing the community to stay out of the parks. That's not right. You have to participate. So whether it's in somebody trying to incorporate or unincorporate your town, create a town, you open up cans of worms, but then you shine the light on everything that's going on. You got to know what's going on around you. What do they say? You don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Well, there you have it. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Jane this morning. Hi, Jane. Thanks for calling the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Oh, I was just thinking, you know, like you were talking, the citizenship of America, we get very little, and for all of our aggravation and all we put out, you know, from the military to all of us, to the top of the line, the bottom of the line, the top crust in the political arena are in the so-called churches. Get everything and leave us with nothing. We don't even have a bus ride, a free bus ride to church or to the medical center or nothing else. We have to, you know, I mean, there's no help for us and no consideration for us or no thought of us. And if the people, I don't know what their intent, why they hate Donald Trump. I love the man as a president myself. But I wonder why. Do they even know why? Or do they just listen to those talking heads and do the parakeet thing? Do they even have a mind where they can think? Or are they just zombies walking around and everybody else telling them what to do, how to live, you know, and how to respond, who to vote for?
Jane, that's exactly it. They're brainwashed. They've been brainwashed in the education system. They've been brainwashed by the media. When you see the media going from the exact same script, saying the exact same thing, I mean, if anybody watched the pundits after Joe Biden's speech and after the DNC, they were fawning all over him. And it was just comical. But then when anybody, you know, doesn't talk or does talk about Donald Trump, it's always negative. So, Jane, thank you so much for the call. And you have to turn it off. And you have to deprogram yourself to try and find the truth. Let's check in with Terry on the line. Terry wants to talk about the president as well. Hi, Terry. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Monica. Hey, listen, real quick, I just wanted to talk about President Trump doing his thing this week, talking every night, you know. And everybody should notice that the Republicans didn't even run anybody against him because they know better.
Yeah.
They know who the man is. And
they know who the man is, but they know who the American people want.
That's right. And I was going to say that closer to election day, I'm going to have my 15-passenger van ready to shuttle people from Silver Springs to Urington so they can vote in person.
Terry, you are absolutely awesome. That,
you know, I'll just take the whole day off work. I don't want to work that day anyway. I don't know what day it is, but the day I'm not going to work.
I think that's awesome. Well, remember, early voting starts as well. So if you have a day off during early voting, break out the van as well.
Yeah, I'm getting all vacuumed up and ready to go. And, you know, I just wanted to say I love you, and I love what you do.
Thank you, Terry. Love you, too. You know, that's the thing. If you know anybody who has a problem that can't get to the polls, that needs assistance, please reach out to them and help them. Because if you don't, then the bad people, who want to steal this election will find them and will offer assistance. And we can't let them be taken advantage of. So if you know anybody who needs a ride, if you know anybody who needs help in, you know, getting their ballot in, please help. Because this is literally the election of a lifetime. And we have to make sure that we go on after this election. I have a feeling, though, either way it goes, we're in for some rough water. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And what a day it is. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's my email, or the talk and text line at 884-9910. Forrest just sent me a quick email or a quick text. Let's have a mask burning shindig. I love that idea. I absolutely love that idea. But I don't want to see any more smoke in the air, because I have a feeling that that would be one hell of a bonfire if we actually had people that wanted to torch their masks. But did you notice how quickly everything came up masks? Every single thing out there, whether you buy from Brighton Jewelry, or if you shop on Zulily, or you shop on Amazon, or wherever, everything is about specialized masks now. And this mask compared to that mask. Now they have baseball caps out with the full face shield. And it's just, it's incredible. It is absolutely incredible to see what people will actually go through. Oh, what is this? I just got an email. I just got a call from Chicago. They left the attached voicemail. It's a recording from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It is a national immunization survey for children between 12 months and 4 years old. My kids are 23 and 25, but regardless, that's very odd. That's actually extremely funny. I'm seeing more and more of this all around the country with contact tracing and with scams. So if you receive a call from somebody saying that they're from the Center for Disease Control and they have to check records and all that good stuff, don't give them anything. Do not give people your date of birth. Do not give people your physical address. Do not give people your social security number. You know, that social security number used to be sacred, but it's also just a way that shows that you belong to the U.S. government as well. You might want to look that up yourself. You really aren't sovereign. You belong to this country. That's why they take your tax dollars. And that's why it'll never stop. When you see how the wording is in the amendments, there's no cap on what the government, what the city, what the Washington, what the county, what the state, what the federal government can keep taking from you. And just so you know, for all of the uneducated, can't use that word, indoctrinated fools that are coming out of universities that keep pointing to these utopias of communism, like Sweden and all these other wonderful places. They don't point out Venezuela and Russia and Cuba anymore. They're actually getting very close to not embracing communism. That's because the new generations coming out are tired. Imagine this. Some people are actually educating their children that they are tired of paying 60% or 50% of their earnings to take care of other people. Other people who don't want to do anything, who want to get paid to go out and riot, to destroy things. There are actually people who just enjoy it. They enjoy getting in people's faces, antagonizing them. Take a swing at me. They love it. They thrive off of it. That's what gives them purpose and gives them life. You're better than that, though. So just keep a positive attitude. Smile on your face. And take the mask off. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Log on to our website today, 991fmtalk.com. So what's up? Are you planning on attending any watch parties for the Republican National Convention? For the RNC? What do you think? Want to see President Trump talking every day? I do, because he just makes me happy knowing that he's PO-ing off so many Democrats that their heads are exploding. So you got to love it. 991fmtalk.com. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Kevin this morning. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling into the show.
Morning, Monica. I have a real quick human interest story that I hope makes your day like it did mine.
Oh, great.
This weekend I was out, and I had pulled off into a parking lot next to the main road to have a cheeseburger and a milkshake, and just was kind of watching traffic go by, taking a break. And so all of a sudden, from around these apartment buildings comes this little deer, very young, a fawn, and it was trying to get across the street. And traffic is coming and going, and so it starts to go to the street and then kind of backs up. And then from another building, here comes these two kids, shirtless, no mask, probably 12, 13 years old, but they come out and they try and help coax that deer across the road, and it makes it safely. And in the meantime, all the traffic just stopped. Nobody yelled, screamed, cursed, blew their horns. They just kind of waited. And one or two of the drivers was getting out to maybe help the boys to get the deer, but they made it. And it was just a beautiful, peaceful scene, and I just wanted to share that with you.
Kevin, thank you so much. I'm so glad you did. That really is a beautiful story. It's sad that in this society now, I mean, it's great that we do so much for animals, but it's sad that we treat everything else around us better than we treat each other. And that's kind of disappointing. But I love your story. And
I got one thing I want to leave you with.
What's that?
You know, there's the kids, no shirt, no mask, just out, you know, their swimsuits, I guess. And so I got a quick thing to tell you about wearing a mask. I heard somewhere, I think a guy in the store told me this, wearing a mask is like putting up a chain link fence to stop the mosquitoes.
Yes, it absolutely is, 100%. Kevin, thanks for calling into this show today. I really appreciate that. And we're all humans. And you know what goes along with humans? humanity. And I believe, and I will continue to believe, that the majority of us, we have our humanity. It's the other side that pretends that they're doing this for the betterment of others. No, they're doing it for the control of others. Okay, I have received this email, text, Facebook many, many, many times. And since it's being brought up during the show, I'll point it out. I don't know if this is real or not. You have to decide for yourself, because Twitter came out and said that it was fake, but it is AOC's Twitter page, that she tweeted out, "It's vital that governors maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November elections, because economic recovery will help Trump be reelected. A few business closures or job losses is a small price to pay to be free from this presidency. Hashtag keep us closed." Now, supposedly, this was sent out in May of this year. And all of a sudden, it was gone. But somebody had captured a screenshot of it and passes it around. You have to ask yourself, in just common sense terms, who's doing this to us? Who is keeping us shut down? When so many health experts have come forward and said it's okay, it's not as bad as we thought, we have hydroxychloroquine that the media downplays. Not doctors. The media makes it bad. Not doctors. Who are you going to trust? Well, let's see. Sisolak, a Democrat. Newsom, Democrat. Blasio, Democrat. Cuomo, Democrat. Still everything shut down. Oregon, Washington, still shut down. Because they are towing the party line. They are towing the message. And they are putting it out there and letting these riots happen, which is going to cause even more economic strife. Because people's businesses are literally being burned to the ground. And then, did you see the best part? In Minneapolis and some of these other places, the cities are coming back at the business owners and saying, oh, well, you still need to pay your taxes. And oh, by the way, you have to pay to clean up this mess. Talk about kicking you when you're down. But that's the fundamental mindset behind Democrats in their brains. Doesn't matter if you lose a life. Doesn't matter if you lose a business. If you lose a job. If you lose health care. Again, if you lose a life, they don't care. That's how much they hate Trump and his supporters, and Republicans in general. So have you called Sisolak today? Have you left an email for Sisolak today? Doesn't matter if it says it's busy or the mailbox is full. Keep doing it. Keep sending your messages. The only message that he is going to hear, though, is the one that comes from business owners. The business owners who open up and say no restrictions keep things clean, keep things disinfected, wash your hands. Wow. Imagine how many lives could have been saved if people had this reaction with the opioid abuse, with getting those people help, with finding those criminals, with shutting down the border of the criminals bringing fentanyl and other drugs into this country to kill us. Imagine if this passion was around the millions of people who are being human trafficked, who are being trafficked to other countries, to other cities, to other states, men, women, boys, girls, doesn't matter what age, even housewives, frumpy, dumpy housewives have been trafficked. That's why I take extra precaution as soon as I heard that. I heard frumpy and dumpy and I thought, okay, I'm watching my back now. Don't mean to make a joke of it, but take it seriously. They don't care about those issues. They care about a mask controlling you. And as I was just sent a text from a very smart listener, the mask is a symbol of submission. Somebody said they're going to have us wearing burqas or hijabs next. Well, no, you really don't have to. Because the mask is just like that. The mask covers your humanity. It covers your smile. It covers your laugh. What happens when you see somebody smile? I know for me, I smile back. If somebody's laughing, I don't even know what they're laughing at, and I laugh. Laughter is contagious, and so is smiling. And I'm totally okay with spreading that contagion. These masks are just to dehumanize you. The studies are there. Craig, did you just send me that? Oh, my producer. I gotta love him. Are you ever going to do a damn contest? Yes, I am. Okay. So I have had an author on the show a couple of times now. He's absolutely fantastic. His name's Mac Taylor. He just sent me a big old packet of his books. And this one I have personally read and I love it. It's called The Assault on Freedom in America. It's books like these that we should be using as textbooks, not the, you know, why Johnny has two mommies with two ding-dongs and, you know, all that other garbage. The Assault on Freedom in America. Let's do this. Not only Mac Taylor's book, which he signed, by the way, he signed all the books for me, but I'm also going to throw in the best dozen donuts that you've ever had. You know I'm talking about Doughboys. So I'm also going to throw a dozen Doughboys donuts in there from, you know, one of my favorite places, one of my favorite books, one of my favorite things to do while I read, eat donuts. Hey, we got it all going. 884-9910. We are going to take caller number 5. How about that? Caller number 5. Good luck to you, and we'll be back with the winner and wrap up the show after this.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you're having a fabulous Monday so far. A lot of the smoke is cleared out. One of those big fires, yes, the one that was bringing in the majority of smoke, is now 90% contained. So hopefully we can keep this under control, because we are expected to have more thunderstorms this afternoon. And boy, did we get some fires started from those little rumblings we had yesterday. Well, hey, big congratulations going out to Jill in Zephyr Cove. Jill, thanks for calling the show. Enjoy your donuts, but most of all, enjoy Mac Taylor. I love this. He wrote this whole book on the premise that it's the love of the principles of God-given freedom, the fact that the American Revolution revolutionized government by making man the master of government instead of government the master of man, and codifying in the Constitution the natural right of all men to live free. We're not living free right now. We're not living free at all. And I hope this is a big wake-up call to people why this has to stop. It has to stop immediately. There's no if, ands, or buts about it. You know the analogy, or at least I hope you know the analogy, of the frog in the water. That if you put a frog in a boiling pot of water, he's immediately going to jump out. Uh-uh, you ain't cooking me. But if you put a frog in a pot of water and you turn up the heat gradually, it's getting kind of warm in here. It's getting warmer. It's getting warmer. Oh, this feels good. Got a little hot tub action going here. And all of a sudden, the water's boiling, and it's too late for him to jump out. Well, we're in that boiling pot right now. But I think we still have the sense to jump out, because this has been going on for a long time. We let government into our homes. We let them into our bedrooms. We let them into the schools in ways that they shouldn't have been let in. It's the right for children to get a good education, but it's not their right to go in and change the history books. Whoever has control of the now has control of the past. Because you just rewrite and reinterpret history. And so your next generation is completely screwed up. History books are being removed from libraries. Historical movies are being removed from shelves, from networks. Guess what I watched also last night? Started watching Gone with the Wind. You know, that movie that's been banned in so many places? Even though I have my own copy, and I have also my own copy of Blazing Saddles, because that is one of the funniest movies. But it's politically incorrect. But especially with Gone with the Wind, it shows the suffering of the past. But it shows that there were also people willing to die to make sure everyone had those freedoms. BLM doesn't talk about that. The Black Lives Matter leaders are professed Marxists. They don't talk about the fact that hundreds of thousands of white men, boys, grandfathers, died on the battlefields to make sure that they were free. Yeah, there were other reasons, but why don't you take that out of it? Why do you just keep bringing up and rewriting the history of slavery? especially with the 1619 report that the New York Times wants to put together and put into the education system, just like BLM wants to put their education manifesto into schools, into libraries, which, by the way, special investigation now into the Douglas County Library and the situation that happened there. Huh. An investigation? Well, tomorrow we'll talk about who's doing the investigating and what they'll be investigating. Because I hope they recognize the fact that the community was standing behind Sheriff Coverley. You don't need a special investigation at the taxpayers' cost or at the cost of the taxpayers to figure that out. That somebody was overstepping their bounds by declaring that the library here, the system, was going to be, you know, putting in the BLM manifesto. You weren't elected or you weren't hired to do that. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for joining the show today. Jill, you're going to love this book. Love you. Have a great day.